Juno Compost is largely a woman and her truck kind of operation. It's Lisa Doherty and a green Chevy pickup with a finicky ignition switch.
This just started happening this past week, and I'm like, oh no. Oh yeah. Whew.
Each Friday, the commercial fisherman and small business owner drives from one end of Juno's road system to the other, collecting compost bins set out by her customers.
And so I pull up to people's houses, grab their bucket, dump the contents in my truck, and then leave their bucket at the curb.
This is her first year in business. Households and businesses collect their compostables and pay a monthly fee for Doherty to haul it away. Juno's landfill accepts conventional recyclables such as aluminum cans and plastics, but food waste otherwise gets lumped in with the rest of the trash. Doherty says it doesn't have to be that way.
Community composting is something that goes on all over the country, and it's actually shocking that it hasn't happened here yet.
Most of her clients already pay for curbside trash and recycling pickup, so why pay for another service? For one, it's keeping material out of the landfill. Juno's privately run dump is projected to fill up in the next 20 years. That may seem like a long time, but finding another site won't be easy. Juno has even talked about shipping its waste south, as five other southeast cities do. The city is working on a diversion strategy. Juno's solid waste coordinator, Jim Pinor, says composting food scraps makes sense on a number of levels.
Diverting that waste stream from going into a landfill, and that's a huge benefit. Another benefit is to actually compost it into a marketable product or a usable, beneficial use product, namely being, you know, a good topsoil.
Juno Compost is already working the topsoil production angle. At an 8-acre property in an area north of town, Doherty unloads the day's pickups. Under a tarp, there's a compost heap she's been tending since her operation started in April. She produces something that resembles an oversized meat thermometer to take its temperature.
So your compost pile is alive. It's full of billions of organisms per gram. It's crazy. And so basically, when you create the right sort of environment, all those bacteria are colonizing, and they're working, and they're producing heat.
The 131-degree temperature is enough to kill pathogens, making it safe to handle. Eventually, the bacteria breaks down the food waste into a dark, mealy material called humus. It takes months to mature and smells faintly sweet. Plants love it.
It looks like soil. It's high in organic matter. It's full of nutrients. And it's definitely a good nitrogen boost. And you can use it as a growing medium. So like when I make new raspberry breads, I mix in compost, sand, and seaweed. And that's it. I don't buy topsoil or get bagged topsoil or anything.
Doherty tallies how much compostable waste is collected from each client. That tally will eventually be a credit towards nutrient-rich mix she'll sell for home gardens. Of course, her operation doesn't approach the scale envisioned by municipal planners, but it demonstrates that it works in Juno, and that's already earning praise.
I think it's wonderful what Juno Compost is doing.
Darren Snyder is the agriculture agent with the University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension Service in Juno.
And Lisa has provided essentially a truth and concept that people will participate and people will pay to participate. And she's able to successfully compost moderate quantities of waste, and it certainly is doable. There's no question that we can compost our waste here.
It's still small scale. Juno's privately run landfill takes in about 32,000 tons of garbage annually. During the past 6 months, Lisa Doherty's personally diverted about 10 tons. But for Snyder, there's a moral imperative, especially when it can be put to use.
We can turn this stuff into something that's beneficial, and it just should be done. I don't know how else to put it.
In Juno, I'm Jacob Resnick.